Time to talk some technology with our guru, Jeff Quattromani. How are we doing, mate?
I'm really well. How are you?
I'm actually excellent because this bit of news pleases me. If your NBN is not performing terribly well, there's more than just going out and yelling at trees and clouds. You can actually do something about it.
Yeah, look, you can. And unfortunately, not everyone gets the best version of the NBN that we've been promised. And where I've now moved to, I have pretty poor coverage for my NBN. But I did find a couple of solutions through wireless, which I didn't think I'd actually end up going for.
A few weeks ago, we had a lot of problem with our NBN. It was mucking up for a good 3 weeks, I think it was, and I was scouring around to see if there was an alternative. So it's a wireless option.
Yeah, absolutely. So I've been testing two, and one is from Optus. It's a 4G home broadband solution where they send you a what looks like a pretty big modem, and obviously inside it is a whole bunch of 4G antennas to try and bring the internet into your home. You can connect that to your Wi-Fi network that you've already got in place, and it basically just brings your internet in through 4G. So you do need to make sure you've got good coverage before you go ahead and do that. But the monthly plans have come down to a point that it really is almost apples for apples in terms of pricing against the NBN now.
What about speed? Is that the same?
Yeah, so this is the fun part. So on the NBN at my place, the best I can get, doesn't matter on the provider, the best I can get here is 30 meg. And even though I can pay for 100, I only get 30 where I live. With the Optus 4G one, I've been able to get 60 meg consistently through the 4G network. But then Telstra sent me their 5G home broadband option, and I've gone from 30 meg on the NBN to 300 megabits per second on the Telstra 5G network. And that's because I actually don't live in a very good area even for 5G. If you do live in a place that does get good 5G coverage, you could get close to 500 megabits per second over 5G as well.
Well, here in the Upper Hunter, I don't know if our 5G coverage is that spectacular, but 4G should be pretty decent.
Look, if your 4G is adequate, and you can always do a speed test on your smartphone to get a good indication of what it could be, I've been surprised that these devices have stronger antennas than my smartphone. So the speed that I get on my phone is actually much slower than I'm getting on these devices. So don't take your smartphone speed test as gospel, because you'll find that these ones have more powerful antennas to connect. But it's been very interesting because the Optus one, for example, $69 a month. The Telstra one is $85 a month, but I'm paying actually more than that still for my existing NBN. So, you know, it really makes me wonder what I'm doing with that cable still.
Would you recommend if a person at home was having problems with their Optus, just to pick a name, and it wasn't the kind of speed that they are after, that they get in contact with Optus and say, listen, I've heard you got 4G, can you give me that as an alternative, please?
Absolutely. And look, first of all, if in my situation I'm paying for 100 but I'm getting 30, I should be changing my plan to at least only pay for 50 if I'm going to still get 30. So do that with your telco at least. But definitely talk to them about what their coverage is like for 4G and 5G, because if they can send you a modem and there's no contract in it, I'm not tied into it, I can really test it for a month. If I don't like it, take it back to the store and I've lost nothing over it. It's an experiment that people should be considering doing. Even if the coverage map tells you you're not going to get coverage, like in my situation, it's worked for both of them. So it's a good experiment to take, I think.
Jeff, if you're a business, and probably most businesses are heavily reliant on the internet these days, is it possible to have both?
Look, it is. And what I'm doing at my place, for example, the NBN is servicing the rest of the house. You know, my wife and kids, if they want to use the TV or they're streaming something, they're off using that on the NBN. I'm using these other solutions for my work. So, you know, my business day to day, I spend a lot of time on Zoom calls where I need a strong video connection. I can't have other people stealing my bandwidth. I've got this dedicated for me for business. So I think it makes a lot of sense. It just sits on the desk next to me, and it's been impressive to use it in isolation.
Well, there you go. If your NBN performance is not what it could be, there is an answer, and that came via our tech guru, Jeff Quattromani, as always. Mate, thank you for that. We'll catch up and talk again next week.
Thanks for having me.